camps, our tech programs that are getting our iPads and computers ready for the fall. There's a lot going on this summer that involves the students.
Andrew, before you joined us, Mike and I were talking about all the kinds of things you could be talking about, because the scope of what you do and what people need to know. So let's start off the top. Number one, I'm either new to this community, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do to get my kid enrolled, or number two, my kids are already here, I've been here. What might I have missed from the MCCSC that'll make my life easier?
Very good. So let's start with number one. You're new to the area, and I would encourage anyone, any family who's new to the area, visit our website. Right up at the top of our website, we have a families tab. That first link in that families tab is for new registrations. That's kind of a quick to-do list on how to get you plugged into the school maps, the boundaries, where your kid's going to be going to school. But then everything from A to Z on the amount of information that you need as a family is on that families tab of our website.
Okay.
So spend some time there, absorb that information. A lot of those questions and things can't be answered until the school offices open back up on July 24th. But in terms of where they're going to school, they can enter their address in, find exactly what school district they're in, things like that.
Yeah.
So I would encourage those new families, visit our website, but follow us on social media as well. One of the fun things I'm doing this summer, I started last Wednesday with 8 weeks left until school. Here's a tip for this week. Tomorrow will be 7 weeks left until school starts. I'll be another tip. So each week as we count down here, I'll be walking through the kind of need to know to get back to school.
That's pretty cool.
That's for those new families. Mm-hmm. On to number two, you're already an MCCSC family. One of the exciting things we get to do as a school corporation is, because it's ever-changing with technology, and we get to make things easier. So pretty proud to announce that this summer we're introducing online registration. And I want to be specific about that, because it's online registration, not online enrollment. So with that packet of information that you get when you go back to school, that's full of emergency contacts and address verifications, McKinney-Vento, immunization records, all that military opt-in and opt-out forms, all of that information that you have to fill out and then turn back in, all of that can be done online now by visiting the Skyward Family Access accounts on our website.
Keep people from having to make a trip.
Yeah, and the question we get frequently right now is, well, I don't have a Skyward Family Access account. Well, you do. Every student and every family does. As soon as you log in when you register the very first time, you give them an email address. And so with that email address, even if you've forgotten the password, you can go in, you can enter that, just like on several other websites, mm-hmm. enter your email. If you forgot password, they'll email you the login information. You can jump in there to that Skyward Family Access account, and we prompt it for you right away. Here's the online registration that's new. And so those online registration dates, so that'll open up July 10th. So we're still a few weeks away from that yet, but then that'll run through the start of school. And then after school starts, those folks that haven't completed the online registration, we'll get in touch with them through the hard copy facet like we've done in the past.
Andrew Clampett's our guest this morning. You talked about enrolling and
registering.
Explain the difference to people so they don't get confused.
Yeah, so enrolling is your very first time. You're a new student. Some of the things we have to do during that process is verify your address and verify you are who you say you are, and your parents are who they say they are.
Now, when I enroll, do I need to bring like a W-2 form? Do I need to bring
birth certificates?
Yeah, yeah. What do we need?
It's that identification verification. So it's birth certificates, IDs, proof of address, so, utility bills, things like that. And that's why I encourage those families that are doing the enrollment part, visit our new family section of that family.
So that's all in there then?
It's all there.
Gotcha. So that'll make things a lot easier.
You can come prepared with all of that. The online registration part, you're already in our system.
After you enrolled.
Yes, after you enrolled, and next summer, let's say you're new this year, next summer you're an old hat, we've got you in our system. You can just jump in there and verify all of that information.
Saying that you're going to be back, saying that you're going to school so we can get classroom sizes and all that stuff, right?
Exactly.
Andrew, you mentioned something. I want to make this really clear. Schools are closed until, and talk about that, because if people think they just go over to a school now and do any of this stuff, what do they need to know about when schools are going to be available?
That's right. So on July 24th is when the school offices open. So all of our administrative assistants come back, and that's kind of when all the gears start turning again really heavily. And, you know, folks can start to visit the school if they're new to the area. And kind of get a feel for the lay of the land, if you will. But that date is July 24th.
Okay,
and then, of course.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, of course, school starts on Wednesday, August 9th. So there's a couple weeks there where, 2.5 weeks there, where the school is open, the school office is open, and you're able to go get questions answered specific to that school, enroll, verify those documents in person. Things like that.
Now, my friend Mike is young, and he can do all this stuff. I'm not quite sure I know about apps, but there are apps that will help people. You got a bus app, and you got an MCCSC app. Explain that and how that will help people.
There are. And, again, you know, we talk about technology so much because it's in our lives, and it's invasive. If you let it help you, MCCSC has some options where we have technology that can help in significant ways. One of them is our MCCSC app. And if you search the Google Play Store or the Apple Store for MCCSC, it'll pop up as the first and I think the only option now. You download the app. What it is even if it's a community member, they can download the app, select the schools they want to follow. It lets you follow that school's social media. Okay. So let's say, you know, a parent is new to the area. They've got a student at Tri-North and North. Well, they can select Tri-North and North. It only feeds them the information from the school corporation, North and Tri-North.
Okay.
And that fills the events calendar and social media relative to that school. So that's the MCCSC app. We also have the Here Comes the Bus app, which we're pretty proud to announce. We just did a feedback survey from all of the parents using the app, and it scored very high with the parents and families that are using the app. And what the Here Comes the Bus app allows you to do is track your student's bus, both in the morning and in the afternoon. You know exactly where the bus is. It sends you a notification that it's right around the corner. It can send you an email. It's a really hot product in terms of our families that use our buses. And you can find all of that information about Here Comes the Bus at mccse.edu/HCTB. Here Comes the Bus.
Andrew, before we let you go, you had something you wanted to mention about anyone that's ever gone to school in the MCCSC, alums?
Yeah, so one of the questions I get in terms of the information officer, and sometimes they come in other parts of the school corporation, is, you know, when's my next class party or, you know, my next
reunion. Yeah.
We haven't hung on to that information in the past. And so one of the things I'm encouraging anyone, all people to do, and that social media push will start today, is we're really reaching out to alumni. Let us know who your class president is. If you have a Facebook page or a class or reunion website, we want to know about it. And so email alumni@mccse.edu. Let us know that information if you've got it. But you can also visit www.mccse.edu/alumni and check that page to see if that your class information has been filled in there. And if it hasn't, we don't have it. And what this does, it's a very powerful resource in terms of people that support MCCSC. We want to hear these stories about our alumni. What are you doing now? It was fun to learn a couple weeks ago that the CEO of the Indiana Youth Institute is an MCCSC grad. They're really neat people out in the community that are MCCSC alums, and we'd like to connect with them and hear their stories.
Yeah, just paste your Facebook event to it. It'll work out great, 'cause that's how everybody gets all their information these days.
And, there you go.
Andrew, great job as always. We know your work is never done, whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter. And, well, geez, believe it or not, August 9th, everybody will be back in business. Give us the website one more time. It's a simple one, but it's got everything there.
It's www.mccsc.edu.
All right, great job, my friend, and I know we'll talk right when school gets started to make sure everybody's on the right path, and that's not going to be very, very long from now. Great job. Thanks, pal.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you later, guys.